Good morning, everybody. Let us open our Bible this morning. We read two verses. First of John chapter 14, verse 1. And the second is verse 27. Hear the word of God. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Let us pray. Father, we come to you, we open our heart and mind to understand this word. And then we pray that the Holy Spirit make our heart free from trouble, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Before I share the message, I would like to invite my assistant Dimas to play a short song. I'm not sure if you remember this song. Yeah? Maybe Jason remember this song. But I don't know Monica remember or not. It's too old. This morning, I don't want to bring you go to the cafe and remember this song. But when I prepared this sermon, I remember the Beatles, Paul McCartney had made this song. The title of this song is Let It Be. This song was popular in 1970, same age with me, 48 years. And then yesterday on the Facebook, I saw my friend write something about this song. And he said, when I hear this song, my heart so peaceful. And then I go deep, I want to know what this song is. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Then I asked Kadia, hey Kadia, what does this mean, Mother Mary? Oh, Kadia said, this doesn't mean Mary in the Bible. Mother Mary is Paul McCartney's mother. So at that time, Paul McCartney has a lot of trouble. And then he went to sleep. In the midst of his sleeping, his mom came in his dream. And his mom said, let it be, let it be, let it be. Of course, brothers and sisters, most of us want to let it be when we have trouble in our heart. When we have trouble in heart, we just want to say, go away, trouble. Don't stick in my heart. I don't want this one. I don't want this one. I want my heart free from trouble. But it seems it's not too easy. Before we go deeper, I try to see what people do when their heart have trouble. First, Some people say, when I have trouble, I want to eat, 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 and eat more. That's why when trouble leaves, the fat stick in the belly. So another trouble, too fat. Second point, maybe, oh yeah, I have a lot of trouble, I want to just sit, relax. Yeah. Last Sunday, I have a lot of things to do. Bible study, sermon preaching, have another worship. I just want to sit for 5 minutes. Please, don't call me. I just want to sit for 5 minutes. I just want to relax. Some people, when they have problems, they say, oh yeah, I want to hang out. I want to hang out with my friend. Other people say, oh, I have a lot of trouble. But this time, opposite with the first one, I cannot eat anything. Because whenever I enjoy food, I remember my trouble. Or some people, because they have bad habit, every time have trouble, they used to angry with other people. Or the last one, when some people have trouble, they cannot sleep well. I don't know why. I always sleep well. Have trouble or no trouble, I just sleep. So, brothers and sisters, the six things that I said, this is not a way to overcome or solving trouble. But the thing that's come up when we are in trouble. Now, Paul McKenna said, just let it be. Let it be. But when we let it be the trouble, maybe I can say like this. We just put the trouble at the corner in our heart. In meantime, we can forget for some time. But when we have nothing to do, then we can see again the trouble still at that corner. And then disturb the whole body, the whole mind, and the whole activity of our life. That's why just let it be cannot solve the trouble. I'm so happy when I meditate this problem, the Bible come up to me. And then John chapter 14 verse 1 say, do not let your heart be troubled. Do not let your heart be troubled. In chapter 14, 2 times Jesus said like this, also in verse 27, do not let your heart be troubled. Frankly speaking, if we read it clearly, trouble or not trouble just depend by you. Because the Bible says, do not let your heart be troubled. That means you are the decision maker to make your heart be troubled or not be troubled. That's the first sentence that Jesus said. So, if I say that trouble is in one diagram, trouble is make you in negative side. So, you by yourself can make this negative side become to zero. Just to move yourself from the trouble to not be troubled. And then the second point, if you want to overcome the trouble, then you need to follow the second sentence. The second sentence say, believe in God, believe also in me. Yeah. Just come out from the trouble, you just move it. If you want to overcome the trouble, then you need to follow the second sentence, believe in God, believe also in me. John chapter 14 followed after John chapter 13. In John chapter 13, it's a long conversation about the farewell of Jesus. The farewell of Jesus had a lot of scary story. If we see chapter 13, we can see that verse 21 to 27, Jesus talked about Judas, will betray him. And then chapter 13, 36 to 38, Simon will deny him. Imagine that you are one of the disciples. And then now Jesus talked this story before his farewell. First story, Judas will betray him. Second story, Simon will deny him. So disciple like Thomas and disciple like Philip, they are not too strong like Peter. Now they hear this kind of story. No wonder in their heart, in their mind, they are so scary, because they know when Jesus left, something happened. Judas will betray him. Simon is the leader, will deny Jesus. That's why they are so scary. Brothers and sisters, there are a lot of things can make us so scary or in trouble. Yeah. Today we live in Hong Kong. Every day we walk. We are so scary one day when the boss gives you love letter and say, I don't want to use you again. You can leave from this office in 2 weeks. Oh my goodness, this is not love story, love letter. This is something scary. Because in Hong Kong, one day live without money, we cannot go to everywhere. Because once we wake up, open our eyes, then the first thing that stick in our hand is patadong, octopus. Toop, 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 toop. Without patadong, then, yeah, of course you can go to anywhere, but just by walk. Yeah, I always talk to my friend in Jakarta. I said, what's make, how you compare between Hong Kong and Jakarta? I said, Hong Kong only have one thing free. Yeah, when you go toilet, you no need to pay 2,000 rupiah. And other things you need to pay. That's Hong Kong. Oh, yeah, then better stay in Indonesia. That's the cheapest thing that you can find in Hong Kong. If you go to Jakarta, every time when you go to toilet, you need to prepare 2,000 rupiah. 2,000 rupiah mean $1. In Israel, also same. Every time you go to toilet, they ask you for $1, US dollar, the more expensive, 7.8 Hong Kong dollar. Other thing, you need money. So people always have trouble when they don't have money, or they get less than usual. Yeah. Other things, when you have children, sometimes your children make trouble with you. Or maybe they don't have, they haven't made a trouble, but you already make a trouble for you. For example, they just have a boyfriend or girlfriend. They don't have trouble, but you see, oh, no. And trouble come. And you think. You think you are smart, but sometimes I can say, so stupid. Something have not happened, and you think and digest. Become trouble and cancer in your heart. So brothers and sisters, just like Jesus said, do not let your heart be troubled. That first thing, the second thing, believe in God, believe also in me. When Jesus said, believe also in me, he speaks a wonderful sentence. Let us see verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Oh my goodness, this really, really powerful sentence. Many people just use this sentence in order to compare between Jesus and other religion leaders. But I want to let you know, when Jesus said this sentence, he want to make the disciple become strong, that we really know who is Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life for us. When we stick on him, then trouble will not stick in our heart. Simple student asks Jesus. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us Father? Brothers and sisters, when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, the whole gospel tells us how he improved himself as the way, the truth, and the life. If we learn Christology, the doctrine of Christ, then I can say that Jesus improved himself as a God by two things, with the word and with the work. With the work, in some occasion, Jesus proclaimed himself as the God. By the work, he proclaimed himself as the God. If we see the book of John, the last miracle that Jesus did before he left the disciple is raise the Lazarus from the dead. No one can do it except God. But Jesus do it. By doing that miracle, Jesus want the disciple know who is Jesus. That's why when Jesus heard Lazarus was sick, he stayed 2 days longer in other city. And then after Lazarus died for 4 days, Jesus come back and raised Lazarus. That 4 days mean really died. That's why he go back and then raise Lazarus. If Lazarus dead for few hours, then people just say, oh yeah, he faint, or he just go to sleep. But after 4 days, men really died. And Jesus came and raised Lazarus. Brothers and sisters, everything that Jesus said and Jesus do already in the Bible. That's why when we want to know who is Jesus, we cannot far from the Bible. If we want to know Jesus, what he said and what he did, then we need to go back to the Bible. My friend led a small church, and then he said a really good sentence to me. He said like this, Pastor Slamet, of course, every Sunday we preach for the disciple, for the church member, but how about Monday to Saturday? We cannot preach every day to our church member. That's why it is important for the church member to read the Bible every day. By reading the Bible every day, we let our heart come close to God. We let God speak to us. After he said like this, okay, then what should I do? Now, every night, I send WhatsApp to all members. We have one new habit called reading Bible every chapter, every day. So before they read Bible, then I give a short introduction to lead them. Then I said, if you follow this reading, then after 4 years, then you can master one whole Bible. So now every spin sister, they stick themselves close to God by reading Bible. Reading increase our faith. Faith make our spiritual growth. When our spiritual growth, then trouble cannot stick in our heart. The last point, let's see verse 12. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than this he will do, because I go to the Father. Verse 12 is bonus. Why I say it's bonus? First of all, when we believe in Jesus, then we're free from trouble. But when we believe in Jesus, at the same time, we do greater than Jesus do. Brothers and sisters, in his life on earth, Jesus do ministry for three ethnic. First, Jewish, second, Samaritan, and then the last one, some people from Greek. Only three ethnics. Yeah. Today, I serve Indonesian domestic helper. I have more than 10 ethnic. PSM serve in SP. How many nation in SP? We should to do survey. I think more than 20 kind of passport in SP. 20, yeah. When Jesus do ministry, usually on Galilee, Nazareth, and then several times going down to Jerusalem. For some occasion, he visits Samaritan. Our staff just in that area. Only takes 2-3 days if you want to go up and go down for the Israel. Very short. Today, our ministry, last 2 weeks, I have my dinner at Jakarta, and then I have my breakfast on the plane. At the same day, my lunch, I do it at Kosbebe. Wow, so far. Yeah, Jakarta plane, and then Hong Kong. We do it far than what Jesus do. Yeah. And then the opportunity is bigger as long we believe in him. When we believe in him, not only free from trouble, but Jesus said, not I said, Jesus said, we can do even greater. So, by the end, I can say that the topic is of my sermon this morning is from negative, become positive. From being troubled, not only free from trouble, but you can help other people in trouble. May God bless you. Let us pray. Let us meditate this verse. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Sarah will lead us in worship this morning. Believe in God, that means put your trust in him. If you want to move from negative side to positive, even greater, then the keyword is believe in God. Trust him. Don't let the trouble stick in your heart. Kick it out by believe in God. Thank you. What make your heart in trouble? Let us kick it out. Stick it on the cross. Jesus say, believe in me. Jesus saw his love to us. In the cross, he carried out our trouble. This morning, I just want to let you know that trouble cannot stay in your heart. Take it out. Stick it on the cross. It is the time for us to enjoy life free of trouble. Brothers and sisters, we know that Jesus sits on the right hand of God. He is the way who bring our petition to God. Let us use this time to have conversation with Him. First of all, I want you to spend this beautiful time pray for other people who are in trouble or in physical weakness. They are fighting with cancer. They are fighting with other physical weakness. They are fighting with chemotherapy, radiation. Yeah. We help them by pray for them. Or maybe they are struggle in finance to pay all medical fee. We pray that God also open grace for them. Some of them are not believer. We pray that God also open their heart, not only heal them, but also save their life. We pray for their close friend, so that their close friend have opportunity to share gospel. Thank you. And then the last part, we pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for a new job. God allow us to wait because He prepared something best for us. That's why do not be troubled in your heart. Let's move to our communal prayer this morning. We pray for Hong Kong government and all the problem. We pray for Hong Kong Korean Church. Yeah, especially for Hong Kong Korean Church. We pray for Pastor Choi's wife. She got stroke. We pray that God can touch the body and heal Pastor Choi's wife. Let's pray together. We pray for our staff from PSEM as a leader till all member, especially most of them now in Israel and Jerusalem. We pray that this trip really bring them into good fellowship and they have good experience and ready to work and serve God again after they go back. Let's pray together. We pray for hospitality ministry, welcoming led by Pastor Andrew and barista led by Ashley. We pray that hospitality really a gate or a door for new people to enjoy and to receive God's love from our church. Also pray for worship and sound team. Yeah. Especially every Saturday, musician, worship leader, they practice together. We pray that for God will give them special power, anointing, in leading worship in SP. Let's pray together. Last one, we pray for house church. Tonight, people gather in many areas. We pray that the discussion, sharing, and fellowship really build up our church member spirituality. Let's pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you for good time. We have good fellowship with you. Now our heart free from trouble because we put it in you and we believe in you, Father. Help us not only free from trouble, but how we maximize God's grace in our life. Because you said, everyone who believes in me can do even greater than I do in the world. Father, put our life, take our life to work with you, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.